If your church has been around long enough, they've probably got one of these hanging on their wall somewhere. It's a painting of a shepherd and a sheep. Well, lots of sheep. Beautiful green pastures, still waters. It's quiet, it's peaceful. It's all of that. But have you ever tried to steer a sheep?
All right, time for dinner. Come back. No, it's okay. You guys, wait. We're friends. Why do you run? Hey, don't get smart aleck with me, all right? All right, someone's getting the shears.
And if I'm to be honest, sheep, they're dumb. I don't know if you've heard. No, they're just not as smart as other animals. No, they're dumb. Like, walk off a cliff just because it's there, dumb.
All right, do you want me to take you out to pasture? Because I will take you out to pasture.
No, no, come back. Aaron, no, Aaron, over here, over here.
Goodness gracious, they're just stubborn. Skittish, too. Fearful little things. Oh, don't be like that.
Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook? Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook?
Hey, I'm the one that feeds you. Hey, don't ignore me.
I think I get kids' ministry now.
Fine. I love you.
You ever wondered why Jesus called us a sheep? Kind of a bitter pill to swallow, huh? But if we were to closely examine our lives, look at all the messes that we make, how fearful we are, how fickle and wayward we can, well, if I can just put it bluntly, how dumb we can be, we are sheep. Yeah, sheep, that's about right. But thankfully, God sent us a good shepherd, someone who will be gentle with us when we are far from home, someone who will be firm when he needs to be. Doesn't it say everything that God picked shepherds to send the good news of Jesus' birth? And that right there should remind us of his shepherding ways right off the bat. That first Christmas, it was a sign of peace with God for all eternity. And our shepherd, he paid the price for that peace. The highest price. I don't know about you, but this Christmas, it means so much to me that I have a good shepherd.
Hello, friends. Welcome to online worship. Say hello to other friends in the chat. I'm so glad that you are here. Our sermon focus today is peace. Can you use some peace in your life today? A story is told of a young family getting ready for Christmas, and the parents thought they'd see what their children remembered from their celebration the year before. Who can tell me what the four candles in the Advent wreath represent? Luke jumped in with seven-year-old wisdom and enthusiasm. There's love, joy, peace, and I know, six-year-old Emily jumped in. It's love, joy, peace, and quiet. I don't know about you, but peace and quiet would get my vote. There's something to be said at this time of year about the simple things of life, and peace and quiet is one of them. Could you use a little peace and quiet in your life? Our video earlier about all the effort that goes into dealing with sheep doesn't inspire peace and quiet for me. It looked like a lot of work. Even some frustration at times. And yet, people who know sheep well do say that when an experienced and well-known shepherd is with the flock, the sheep feel a sense of peace. Post peace in the chat. A shepherd in biblical days lived with his sheep. That means a shepherd knew everything about them. He nurtured, guided and always had his eye on his sheep. The imagery of a shepherd stirs emotions of care, provision, protection. A good shepherd is personally concerned with the welfare of his sheep. The wonder of Christmas includes a wondrous peace because our good shepherd finally had arrived. Not only was our Savior born, but the baby born in a Bethlehem sheep pen would grow up to lead, guide, provide, protect, and bring peace to all who would follow him as their good shepherd. It is worth noting that the little town of Bethlehem, where our good shepherd was born, was known as the City of David. In all the references of shepherds in the Bible, David, the once upon a time shepherd boy, arguably wrote the most well-known psalm that describes God as a shepherd. Psalm 23 depicts God as a good shepherd who leads towards wondrous peace as care and direction are given to the ones who follow him. Our text today is Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Psalm 23 is a passage of peace for our weary and wandering souls this Christmas. This psalm connects with people because it offers comfort to those who have endured the most difficult periods of life. It's a psalm about protection and provision that moves people toward peace through a new relationship with the Good Shepherd. David had been a shepherd boy in his youth. He understood the imagery and the depth of what he was writing as a song and poem to God. He begins Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Right out of the blocks, David calls the Lord my shepherd. In the word shepherd, David uses the most comprehensive and intimate metaphor that had yet been used in all the Psalms when describing God's nature and character. Moreover, David identifies himself not as a fellow shepherd, but as a sheep. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In other words, God is the one who knows everything about me. God is the one who spends time with me, nurtures me, guides me, always has his eye on me, cares for me, provides for me, protects me. Get this, the Lord is personally concerned for your life and mine because we are one of his sheep. And because that's David's experience, he follows the declaration of the Lord being his shepherd with this consequential statement, "I shall not want." Because God is such a good shepherd, he takes care of all of my needs. I have plenty to eat, good water to drink, and I don't have to worry about wandering off and being lost. God takes good care of us. Verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." You know, we thrive best in green pastures, not dry, withered up, burnt up brown ones. God wants the best for us, the green pastures, but we have to be willing to let him lead us there. Before I asked Christ into my heart and life, I foolishly thought I knew what was best for myself. I went down a lot of dead-end paths and a lot of offbeat roads that led to nowhere good. Have you been there? Verse 2, he goes on, he leads me beside still waters. When's the last time you saw sheep lapping up water in the middle of a rushing stream? I didn't know sheep don't like rushing water. They prefer a calm stream or pools of still water. Too much rushing noise makes them nervous. A good shepherd knows that, just like God knows us and is always trying to reach us at the point of our need. Lord, may we have the wisdom to be open to your Holy Spirit prompting. May we put ourselves in circumstances where it's easiest for you to work. Think about this. If you're looking for water, don't be hanging out there in the hot, dry desert. Hello? Verse 3. He restores my soul. God is the one who knows how to restore your soul. I often marvel about what God does with our physical bodies. Have you ever been so tired that you literally collapsed onto the bed at the end of the day? Some days are just like that. We are beat, worn out. We can't take another step. And yet, some 8 hours later, we wake up astonishingly renewed, refreshed, energized, ready to go. God has designed our physical bodies to do that. He's designed our soul to be renewed and restored as well. But that doesn't happen automatically. It happens best when we seek God's Spirit and follow God's design for our lives. Verse 3, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God wants us to find that path of righteousness, that path that's going to be best for us. God is always trying to lead us toward that right path, that best course of action. He often uses circumstances or people or even pain to try and get our attention. The Holy Spirit often convicts us, tries to help us realize when we're on the wrong path. But will we listen? Will we adjust? Will we refocus, make corrections? Or do we insist on doing our own thing? You know, in life, my dad always used to say, you can learn things the easy way or the hard way. I try to encourage people to choose easy. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sometimes life is difficult, and there are times when we are confronted with the reality of death, the fragileness of life. But even then, even during those times, we do not have to be afraid. We do not have to have fear of death or evil when they come. God is with us. I think about people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who resisted Hitler's evil during World War II. I think about, even today, the people of Ukraine are in the valley of the shadow of death, and yet their faith and prayer and sense of God's presence sustains them as they fight against their invaders. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. God is with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod was a stick, and it was often thrown at predators to scare them off, or thrown at sheep to get their attention. The staff, you've seen a staff, it was for guidance or rescue as needed. With great insight, David points to God's provision for our everyday lives using the metaphor of a shepherd and their sheep. David wants people to know that God is the best shepherd anyone can have. Seek Him, look for Him, listen to Him, follow Him. Part of the wonder of Christmas is that Jesus grew up and identified with the shepherd image of the Old Testament. Though often the prophets criticized the shepherd leaders of Israel for failing to care well for the people, they portrayed God as a good shepherd who cares well for His people. Isaiah 40, verse 11 reads, "He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young." The wonder of Christmas includes peace, because Jesus, our good shepherd, has come. Jesus talked about being a shepherd and contrasted Himself with false shepherds that only lead people astray. In John 10:10, Jesus spelled it out clearly. "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus wants us to understand the battle that we're in. The great false shepherd, our enemy, the devil, is a thief whose primary aim is to steal, kill, and destroy us. While Jesus has come that we might have life and have it to the full. He goes on to make this bold pronouncement in John 10:11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep." And the good shepherd did that, laid down His life because of what was foretold in the prophecy of Isaiah 53:6. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Who is that Him? The Good Shepherd, Jesus. That passage in Isaiah is known as the Suffering Servant passage. It foreshadows what the Good Shepherd Jesus would go through to make provision for all wandering sheep. It's a passage leading to peace for those who find themselves lost, in trouble, on their own, and outside of what they were created to be, led, cared for, and protected by their shepherd, Jesus. Jesus articulated how a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. That's precisely the mission Jesus was born to accomplish. He ultimately would go all the way to the cross and lay down his life to rescue us from everything that separates us and puts us in danger, leading to eternal death because of our sin. And our good shepherd not only secured our eternity by laying down his life, but also leads us to provision and places of peace in our lives right now as we follow him in faith. Perhaps that is what Jesus, your good shepherd, wants to remind you about most of all this Christmas. He is present with you. He is near you. You can count on Jesus, your good shepherd, to bring you peace. You can count on Him to lead you to those green pastures where you can lie down and find rest for your soul. He leads you beside those still waters where you can drink deeply without fear of being swept away by life's currents. His leadership in your life as your good shepherd is towards places where you can know that you have security and provision in who He is and what He has done for you through His life, death, resurrection, and empowerment by His Spirit. for those who have put their faith, hope, and trust in Him for salvation. It's then we truly find our peace in life that is contained in Him. His peace offered to us through His birth, leading ultimately to our salvation, is part of the great wonder of Christmas. Amen? Amen. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank You for the wonder we experience at Christmas. Jesus is the one who came and identified Himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down His life for His sheep. Though He was born in Bethlehem, He grew up and went all throughout Israel, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God. Eventually, He came to Jerusalem and willingly laid down His life as a ransom. Isaiah the prophet foretold of a suffering servant who would come and bear the iniquity, the sins of us all. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who has come to bring us eternal life, love, and peace. Help us, O Lord, to share and live out this good news this Christmas. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. We want to pray for you. And thank you for your generosity, your ongoing gifts. Help us to reach our community and world for Jesus and His kingdom. You can go online, use the app or the website anytime. Remember to make your stewardship 2023 estimates online too. We need everyone's help to reach our ministry goals next year. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus is the Good Shepherd who came to lay down His life for you and me and bring us peace. Who do you know that needs this life-changing peace and salvation from Jesus?
You know, my husband asked if I'd seen the dog bowl. I didn't even know we could.
This year, Christmas is on a Sunday. We're planning a special combined service at 10 a.m. Ethan Watt will be leading celebratory worship music, and Pastor Bob will be finishing his Wonder of Christmas series. You won't want to miss it.
On Christmas Eve, we're having two services, a 5 p.m. service outdoors, weather permitting, and a 7 p.m. candlelight service in our beautiful sanctuary. Join us Saturday in celebrating the birth of our Savior.
Christ Church has been cooking and serving meals at the Day Center for the Homeless for over 30 years. Come join us on the first Wednesday in January to celebrate our long-standing relationship with the Day Center. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.